This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's go to outrage in this hour of the DJV program, Variety Listening. It's your variety station, your variety program. Doug Steffen, Mr. Variety, with Jennifer Horn, Ms. Variety, Victoria Keelan. Yes, they're the Variety Twins, and we're here to talk about any number of things. What's going on in California always becomes fun to hear from Jennifer's point of view. By the way, just so you know, as you start your day or the hour or your thinking, the big outfits like Piggly Wiggly and P.F. Chang, who apparently are way larger, I don't think it takes a lot of heavy lifting to figure that the relief loans going to outfits like that stretches the definition of small. But millions of dollars went to the food chain Piggly Wiggly and the restaurant chain P.F. Chang's. And a lot of farmers who are not getting any relief from the government, among others, are asking the question, why? How did this happen? How does Tyson get all this money? And how come farmers don't? Which I think is a fabulous question that we probably haven't going to get the answer to. But if you want the world of agriculture and food variety, you know, there are a lot of people who are saying, ladies, that it could be that the specialty restaurants that we all know and love in our neighborhoods go the way of the wind if this thing continues. And the only thing that we have left is KFC and McDonald's. That'll be out to dinner. Treat. It goes to that. And the rest of the restaurants all go away because the money has been distributed. The distribution of the money has gone the wrong places. This is something that still has not been corrected. And it's an outrage. Anyway, I thought I'd put my 2 cents worth food for thought before we go to think about what's going on in California with the fabulous government of perhaps one of the most corrupt states. I mean, they think these people are incompetent. I believe they're corrupt, Jennifer. What about you?
Well, yeah, I think there's a dose of corruption. I think there is a dose of really, really far left thinking where even our meals are now going to be determined as to what's appropriate by Gavin Newsom. So listen to this. And Victoria, this actually has a connection to New York State as well, mm-hmm. since we represent both coasts.
Yeah.
The California governor this week had in his lockdown order that bars would be closed unless they served food. So you had a lot of bars admittedly getting closed. Creative saying, okay, here's a bag of chips. Okay, great. We're now serving food, right? But he decided to not get played by those establishments. So he decided he was going to constitute what food would be served, and he was going to leave that up so that it wouldn't be any longer up for interpretation, because there was a restaurant in New York, and this was really funny, when Andrew Cuomo said that bars could stay open only if they serve food, the Lafayette, I don't know, it looks like the Lafayette is in Buffalo, New York, they released a menu, and on it they had house chips made in the house, $1, a piece of meat, one piece of our charcuterie meat, chef's choice, or try substituting for a piece of cheese. So a piece of meat or cheese. Grapes, just a few grapes, not sure the color. The smallest piece of cheesecake in Buffalo. 9 French fries. This is all part of their dollar menu that they were releasing to kind of snub the governor of New York. Well, apparently, Governor Newsom got a hold of that in California and said, I'm not going to be falling victim to a prank like that. No, not me. So he decided to release guidelines this week as to what is appropriate for a meal. Get this. Here we go. Ready? This is real guidelines from the state of California. I'll skip down because this is a bunch of code, basically, relief items, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. Snacks such as pretzels, nuts, popcorn, pickles, and chips. No longer considered a meal. Food ordinarily served as appetizers or first courses, such as cheese sticks, fried calamari, chicken wings, pizza bites, egg rolls, pot stickers, flautas, cups of soup, and any small portion of it. It's like a fry. It's almost like a taquito. It's like a tortilla fried with some kind of filling inside.
First of all, I love you for trying to explain a flauta as a taquito. Like, that's going to help him.
I know. Do you want me to explain a taquito? It's a piece of tortilla with stuff inside. Any small portion of a dish that may constitute the main course when it's not served in a full portion or when it's intended for sharing in small portions. Side dishes, such as bread, rolls, french fries, onion rings, small salads, whether that's green potato, macaroni, or fruit, rice, mashed potatoes, and a small portion of vegetables do not constitute a meal, according to Gavin Newsom. Reheated, refrigerated, or frozen entrees, they're out. And desserts, also.
Well,
out.
If the frozen entrees reheated are out, then how do you, then no one can go to California Pizza, Pizza Kitchen or Olive Garden
this
or
guy
whatever.
Is an idiot.
How well, it's actually, see, here's the thing. Like, this sounds preposterous. However, the connection to New York, though, is the reason, and in New Jersey, bars are closed and can't open because every time someone goes to a bar, the whole bar ends up with COVID. They sit there for 2 hours, and this has happened all across the country. So the reason that bars are closed and restaurants are not, you can get your takeout and you can go, or you can dine outside. They don't want people congregating. The Lower East Side of Manhattan, they revoked 3 different liquor licenses yesterday, another 3 in Astoria, Queens, because people are gathering outside at bars, and bars are not supposed to be open. And they're trying to get around it with the stuff that Jen was talking about, 5 french fries, and, oh, I'm eating, and this is a meal, it's creating a place for people to congregate, and that's what they're trying to avoid. But that seems like overkill for him to go and be that specific.
Because there are a lot of restaurants, I think we can name a few chains, that serve wings as their only thing on the menu, basically. And so to say, oh, nope, chicken wings, you're out, you have to close down if you serve There are plenty of people who get a small dinner salad and an appetizer, and that's their dinner, or a cup of soup and a salad. All of that not considered a meal by Gavin Newsom.
What the hell? What is it? How does this guy justify getting a paycheck from the public? Seriously, this guy is it's offensive, but yet it's more than that because it is so obvious what's going on, and I just cannot believe, frankly, that people really exist who think this guy is doing a good job. How can you be that soft between your ears that you think that's something that is really... Here's another one for the
somebody
books.
Said that this is actually discrimination against anorexic people.
The Republican Speaker of the Ohio House and 4 of his associates are in the slammer. $60 million in bribes at the core of the arrest. The FBI has raided the speaker's farm. Larry Householder is his name. The U.S. attorney described the ploy as likely the largest bribery and money laundering scheme that had ever been perpetrated against the people of Ohio. The governor, who's a Republican, called on this guy to resign. Again, remember, he's the Speaker of the Ohio House, saying it's impossible for him to be effective. Duh, you think? The State Attorney General. Ohio's a big Republican state, and this guy is a big, fat Republican, and I don't mean that in any character. He's a big, fat, cigar-smoking, wouldn't be whether he's a Republican or a Democrat, but he's one of those guys. You look at him, and you say, where's this guy been? Apparently, he and his pals were behind a financial rescue given to the nuclear energy business in Ohio. And apparently, the state was $150 million a year. The state was giving to the plants near Cleveland and Toledo. But apparently, in exchange for that, he got his piece, as did a lobbyist, a former party chairman, and the co-founder of the consulting firm that put it all together. These people weren't even shy about this. $60 million shared between the four of them. How do you think you're going to get away with that? What kind of a mind to go back to the people in California? How do you get so arrogant, so ridiculously out of touch?
Get away with it.
That
Newsom
you think,
gets away with it. This guy gets away with it. People get away with it.
But how do they get away with it given the fact that we have, oh, I forgot, we don't have any investigative reporters anymore. And we don't really have any journalists anymore unless they're in junior high school. So, oh, maybe that's the problem. Amazing. All right, well, just thought you'd like to know. Oh, by the way, when he went to jail, he was wearing a mask, this guy, to protect.
Safety first.
Yeah, then he decided he needed protection, right?
Yeah, exactly. 16 past the hour.
He needs to make sure he's alive to spend his money.
DJV show. Coming up, Christmas in July.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be happy to know the first radio station.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
The allergies strike back.
Yes,
guessing
thank you.
I was guessing you're going to say that the first radio station has gone Christmas.
KEZ in Phoenix.
Good for you.
Featuring 24 hours of holiday music starting this next Monday. There you go.
You know, normally I would say July, way too early for Christmas, but this year, why the heck not? I mean, come on.
The radio station says, celebrate with us, set up a tree, and turn on the lights. In Phoenix, how long would that tree last at this time of year would be the question. How long does a Christmas tree last? Any time of year in Phoenix. But there it is, KEZ in Phoenix, all Christmas music, 21 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
My purpose here on earth is to help heal this planet.
My purpose is to love and just make this a better place.
To be the best mom I can be to these 3 kids that I have.
To help others where I can.
I don't know if I have a purpose or not.
Tim McGraw here on earth sounded a little at the beginning like Coldplay to me. Didn't we talk about this, the potential for this song from his new album? First time in 5 years he's come out with a new album. It's called Here on Earth, be out next month. And he's not letting the situation globally keep him from throwing a big party. He's announced on this event, it's a live stream event, one of a kind, celebrating the album by giving fans a peek into how it was made. He's going to go live from Nashville on August 21st. We'll chat with songwriters, his band, reveal the stories behind these new tunes. Is this something you'd be interested in, Jennifer? You like Tim McGraw, right?
I do. I think at this point I'd be interested in a lot of things that maybe would normally pique my attention under normal circumstances.
Right.
Yeah, something fresh.
He and a 5-piece acoustic band are going to perform some old favorites along with some of the new stuff. He says, quote, "The thing I miss the most about playing live is the connection I feel to everybody in the audience. Even if we can't physically be together this summer, hopefully this will give us a chance to share this new album and know how much we are still together seeing each other through this situation." So if you want to buy tickets for this event, go to timmcgraw.com, M-C-G-R-A-W, timmcgraw.com. So would you buy tickets for that, Jen?
I might, yeah. I like Tim McGraw a lot. I think it'd be fun.
How long has he been around? How long has he been a staple?
Since the 90s, mid-90s probably.
Right. Isn't he married to Faith Hill?
He sure is.
Have that right? Okay. Remember the time somebody reached up from the audience, the two of them were performing together? Remember that?
And she whacked him down.
The woman, yeah.
She's not going to stand for that.
Reaching for his privates, and his wife went over and put an end to that. Here's another country singer at 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Aubrey Sellers. Oh, wow, she sounds like a good old country girl. Crank that up with you. What do we know about her?
Not much, but I like her voice.
Yeah. Sounds like Lynn Anderson a little bit. Anyway, she's trying to put her own spin on some of her favorite Dwight Yoakam songs, like A Thousand Miles from Nowhere. This new song, she released also along with that a cinematic video ahead of the upcoming EP World on Fire, which is set for next month, early in the month. She grew up in Nashville, family roots in Texas. She now lives in L.A., however. That West Coast vibe complements her rendition of A Thousand Miles from Nowhere. You think that is the case? Crank this up again, children. This is a big hit for Yoakam, right? Back in the 90s?
Yeah.
Sellers also brings a 90s country pedigree to the track as the daughter of Leanne Womack and the songwriter Jason Sellers.
She sounds like Leanne Womack.
I didn't know that, actually. Yeah. I know who Leanne Womack is. I didn't know that this was her daughter.
Yeah, she sounds just like her.
So she and her friends, Leanne and Jason Sellers, did the shoot for this around Santa Monica and Malibu. She said it was a great experience. But at the end of the night, we shot those scenes in front of the Santa Monica Pier, Chris and Adam's car got broken into just a few feet away from us.
Sounds about right. Welcome to California.
But move down the street a little bit. It's only a mile to Venice. That's where your car gets broken into very easily. Anyway, so this sounds like an interesting... I think the song, I would describe it as haunting. It sounds that way to me, but I like her voice quite a lot. So,
would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats responding to the Trump administration's memorandum that's aimed at preventing undocumented immigrants from being counted in the 2020 U.S. Census. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer.
This order isn't worth the paper it's printed on and will be struck down by the courts.
An administration official telling NBC News excluding undocumented immigrants, in his words, reflects a better understanding of the Constitution and democratic principles. Homeland Security says there have been 43 federal arrests in Portland, Oregon since the 4th of July. Acting Department Secretary Chad Wolf saying the protesting in that city has been hostile, and he maintains his stance that the agency acknowledges that people have a right to protest peacefully. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. To take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need yet again. Mae Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News, as long as just one of her masks saved one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Our aim is to entertain and inform. That was very interesting how the conversation went with regard to covering baseball games. But we didn't talk about football because there seems to be a question as to whether there's going to be any football. But I noted in the broadcast booth there's going to be a new person calling the games in Washington, a lady named Julie Donaldson, who's been covering sports for NBC apparently for quite a long time, especially in that market. She's replacing some guy who was thrown out because he was charged with sexual harassment. So is there in the minds of anybody, we have lots of focus on racism and sexism and things that are a problem in our society. I think women, and this has never really changed. I was looking at something else over the weekend where women just, the person who wrote this op-ed piece said there's just no place for women in the locker room. And I wonder how you ladies react to that, thinking...
Is that an article from 1985? Because I feel like women have been in the locker rooms my whole life, so
I know.
I don't get that.
But that doesn't mean that the players are comfortable, whether they were forced into it. Remember when the reporter from the Boston Herald, this would have been, I don't know, 25 years ago, I can see her, I think her name was Hansen. She went into the locker room, and all the guys were naked. And a couple of them chased her around in a way that was pretty provocative, and it became a big thing here.
I thought, how immature.
Yeah. I thought that they've made it standard where there's a certain amount of time that the players are undisturbed after the game. They can shower, they get dressed, and then reporters are allowed into the locker room.
Yeah,
in the
past,
So in the past, before that happened, guys would run in, and they don't care if they're standing next to a dude while he's showering, and they're because they want to get the scoop on stuff, and women weren't allowed in. So to make it fair and even for everybody, that those are the rules in place. So who's still saying in 2020 that women have
I've got to think that the players like
this woman, Julie Donaldson, can she really cover, will she hold the interest of the audience? You know, sexist crap like that. What'd you say, Jennifer?
I think the players have got to like that better, rather than having a reporter rush them while they're trying to get in the shower and get dressed. I don't know. I don't know about this story, but I do know that it's really kind of, I don't know, it's crazy and strange and nice and weird all at the same time to see I think it's the first base coach for the Giants for the first time ever standing on the field who is
woman.
A female. Yeah. So that's different. Now in the age of masks, I don't know how many people are appreciating it. They might just think it's some skinny dude standing out there because it's hard to tell when everybody's got their face covered. But I don't know. I think that's kind of cool. I want to see women make more of an impact in play-by-play, too. There's no reason. I mean,
no,
that
there
was
isn't.
One of my low-key dreams was to do play-by-play for hockey when I was a girl. And it's hard to see that.
All right, but why don't you try out for it? You probably could do a great job and be a good another job
well,
for you.
Well, now I just don't have the time or the, you know. And plus, I am not watching the game as much. When I was watching the game all the time, I would have felt more equipped to do it. Now it's like, you know, good luck if I get to watch 10 minutes of something.
If there are women in the broadcast booth for the NFL, are there women doing baseball? Because baseball is back.
No.
And are there any
women?
Woman
in New York. Isn't there one woman in New York for the, I want to say, is it the Mets or?
A color commentator or a
I don't know.
Play-by-play?
I don't follow baseball. I just remember
they have a lot of sideline. They have a lot of, on the field reporters that are women.
Yes.
But they're just not part of the two-person team that usually make up a color commentator in the play-by-play.
Hmm. I think the fact that we find it interesting and an anomaly in, again, an age full of focus on racism and that's another question, sexism. But are there black broadcasters that are doing, I know there are a lot of football analysts and stuff, television, I don't know about radio, but what about in the baseball booth?
In L.A., we have Sportsnet Los Angeles, which covers the Dodgers and the Angels because it's L.A. And they have a lot of commentators. It's a very diverse mix. So I do think that. I don't know about play-by-play. That's interesting. It seems to be dominated by white men in the play-by-play department. But as far as, color commentators and people giving their commentary after the game, it's pretty diverse.
I'm just also thinking about other places where there is racism and sexism. I think in the church, how many black priests are there? No women priests. How many black ministers, other than in the Deep South, are there? Major black big cities, medium-sized communities, are there black priests? I don't know.
Yeah, the bishop of the Episcopal Church who married Prince Harry and Meghan Markle is black.
Okay.
He was on TV. We all watched him.
Is that the rule or the exception?
I don't know, but I think there's a good amount of diversity as far as leadership in churches. Here, the thing is that you have neighborhood churches. When you talk about church communities, they're going to reflect the neighborhoods that they're in. And so you may see, like in my church is, there are very few white people in my church. It is a hugely Latino crowd, basically, and also a lot of a lot of Filipino people. So we have Filipinos, we have a lot of people who are Mexican descent that are at my church, and in fact, there are actually just as many English-speaking masses as there are Spanish. So, but I don't think that really reflects on the diversity of the church at the top. It reflects on the communities. So, what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. All right, food news, Victoria, that's your specialty. Take it away.
Oh, man. This one's tough for me because I'm always trying to, you know, do the healthiest thing, and we love to cook. And so it recently became a new trendy thing that if you're going to cook like a high heat thing, that you shouldn't use olive oil, because as soon as olive oil gets heated, I think it's above like 140 degrees, it becomes rancid. And it actually changes the DNA structure of the olive oil.
When are we talking about that with regard
toxic.
To my cooking? I think we visited that discussion.
Well,
that,
you had
was...
old oil, so that was a separate issue. Yeah,
it was hot.
But olive hot oil is not good. It's not a high. It doesn't have a high smoking index, so it's not a good oil to use. If you're grilling outside, you're actually making your food toxic. So most people, I think, know that at this point. And so you want it. So the focus then became on, well, what oils are good that have a higher smoking content? Coconut oil is great, but that has a strong flavor. So it depends on what you're cooking. Enter avocado oil. That came in as the big savior, and this was what you're supposed to grill everything in. If you're sauteing, this is what you're supposed to use. It has a very high smoking index. It doesn't alter the DNA of it. Okay, well, all of that gets thrown out the window. There's the first official study on the quality and purity of avocado oil, and it is a disaster. 82% of the samples, and this was a broad study, a ton of different brands, different stores, different locations around the country, and 82% were either rancid or had other rancid oils mixed in. And here's where the real kicker is. Three of the 13 samples were not even avocado oil. It was nearly 100% soybean oil, which is literally one of the worst and most toxic oils and fats that you can consume. And I'm sure Dr. Jack has talked about this before on his segments. It's laden with heavy metals. It has all kinds of filler stuff in it, and it's horrible. So when you're buying avocado oil, you're not even getting avocado oil. And if you are getting avocado oil, 82% of the time it's already rancid. So this is an absolute like major blow to my kitchen cabinet. And so there is no way I'm going back to coconut oil. And, you know, maybe some grape
seed oil. But it does have a strong taste, though. You're right about coconut oil.
It's wonderful if you cook it for certain dishes. Like if you're making Thai dishes or Asian dishes, it's fabulous.
Or
but
kale.
But if you're just trying to cook something like Italian, you don't want coconut oil on your chicken or whatever dish you're making.
I cook
your
Italian food in tomato sauce. That's what I do. I'm cooking Italian.
Well, yeah, that's fine, but if you're sautéing something, you don't eat meat. Right. So if you're sautéing chicken or whatever, you have to cook it, you need an oil base to cook that in. So, you know, we've been, like all of our friends and family, we've been using avocado oil thinking that was the right thing. No more. So, sorry to all the avocado oil lovers, but...
I put coconut oil on my face.
And yeah, that's fine. That's good.
Yeah, what about avocado? Can you put avocado oil on your face?
I wouldn't I would mash up an avocado and make like a mask if you want, but I would not put any of this oil on your face now that we know that it's mostly soybean oil, which is horrible for you.
Yeah. All right. No more of that oil. By the way, what happens when I do that is the daisy comes running over and she wants to lick my face. She apparently likes, I guess, you know, it's tasty, coconut. I mean, coconut oil is something you can do.
Oh,
it
dogs
has a lot
love
of
coconut oil.
Uses.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
My dogs, as soon as I open the jar, they run to the kitchen. They love it. It's actually really good for dogs, too, in small doses because the high fat content can give them pancreatitis and things like that. But in small doses, it's actually very good for brain health. It's a
good
medium
idea.
Chain triglyceride, so it helps like ward off brain lesions and seizures and things like that. There's a lot of research that's been done on it that's really helpful. You just have to make sure it's a very small amount, like no more than a teaspoon.
So here's some other food news from Chipotle, the Mexican grill. They made some changes to their core menu. They're testing some items, apparently. Are you, either of you or both of you? I've been to a Chipotle. Bob took me there first time. I quite liked it.
Yeah, yeah, when
like
I worked
simple,
when I worked in the city at Sirius, there's one in the building there, and it was great. We used to eat it a lot. It's really
so good. They've started to test a version of their cilantro lime rice using cauliflower rice at their locations in Denver and through the Midwest in Wisconsin, places like that. The cauliflower rice base starts with grilled cauliflower, seasoned with freshly chopped cilantro and lime juice and salt. 100% grain-free, 4 grams of carbs per serving. It's a good option for people who like low-carb diet. I've begun to eat quite a bit of cauliflower. The rice cauliflower is 100% vegan. Cauliflower rice has been around for a couple of decades. Apparently, the Harrison Ford's son, Ben, who's a chef, used it. Called it cauliflower couscous. But I just like cauliflower that's kind of grilled with some seasoning on it. Isn't that...
Cauliflower rice is... I made shrimp and grits last week because I love shrimp and grits, but we're trying to cut back on the carbs. And so I used cauliflower rice instead of grits.
It's good.
It worked perfectly. It was
great. Cauliflower is sort of like an empty canvas. You can just do what you want to
so,
it.
So that begs the question. How do you, with you working at home and your husband working at home still, how do you not eat snack yummy, yummy all day long? I would do that. If I were in the house working all day, I'd be snacking. I do while we're on the air. I snack mostly on fruit and yogurt and that sort of thing. But you know,
I'm a meal person. I'm not a snacker. And
you're not.
Lewis kind of, he's not really a snacker either. Like, we don't have any junk food in our apartment. We just eat meals and that's it. We're kind of lucky in that sense that we're similar eaters. We just we're not snacking people.
Yeah. All right. Well, there it is. Those of you
doesn't mean we're not pizza people.
Yeah.
I married an Italian. I mean, it's pizza, exactly. Chicken parm,
cook, what happens if you cook pizza in coconut oil or some of these other oils?
Kind of gross.
Yeah, that'd be gross.
Is it gross? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you do?
Needs to ask us, Jen. Well, that would be gross, right?
Gross.
Yes, that would be gross.
Gross. Okay. Well, I'll try it then because I like to try different things. What do you do with your spare change? Story at our clip of the day focus at djvshow.com is a bank in Wisconsin that will pay you to bring in your change. They're trying to help their local business. Excuse me, I'm struggling with... anyway, let me see if I can get through this.
That sounded less like allergies and more like there was like a strawberry stuck back there. Or something.
Really?
Oh, God.
No, not quite. So, anyway, who knew there was a coin shortage? I didn't realize there was till we had this conversation, and I think you'll hear that in the conversation. It's our clip of the day, a focus on your spare change. Check that out. And the entire broadcast every day, all day, at djvshow.com.
Paid for by the American Hospital Association. A recent study from the Centers for Disease Control highlights a very worrisome trend. Increasingly, people are taking a pass on potentially life-saving care. During the first 5 months of this year, the number of visits to emergency departments for life-threatening illnesses has declined by 42%. It appears that even patients facing such urgent conditions as a stroke or heart attack are avoiding hospital care due to fear of COVID-19. Dr. Melinda Estes, President and CEO of St. Luke's Health System.
I strongly encourage patients not to delay emergency care. Going to your local hospital is safe. It's also the right thing to do. Patient safety has always been the top priority for hospitals, and with new protocols in place, safety standards are more rigorous than they have ever been. Hospitals are safe, and they are to care for you.
Many hospitals have created COVID and non-COVID areas of the hospital, taking extra steps to ensure all patients will be protected. To learn more, visit aha.org.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Isn't it nice to hear that theme from the Pet Show as we welcome in the likes of Warren Eckstein? The likes of Warren Eckstein. That's interesting. He's a likable guy. No question about that.
Very.
People get to know him by listening to his Pet Show radio program on around the country every weekend, here, there, and everywhere. It's good to hear Warren and his advice, because he's got plenty of it, based on all the years of experience. As a matter of fact, he groomed his first puppy when he was 3 years old and has been doing it ever since. And you can get that story in Warren's book, Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. So if you haven't read that book yet, time now for you to go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when Warren was just a mere lad and he actually had long hair and a beard. That's a picture and a half, man. I look at that picture of you with all that hair.
It's back. It's back.
Your hair is long now?
I haven't gone out of the house. I can't get a cut. I live in California. Everything's closed.
That's right, exactly.
I'm about ready to call my friend who's a mobile groomer for dogs.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a haircut. That's a business, by the way. Thank you for bringing that up. I have Daisy groomed at the dog park that I have on the farm every couple of weeks. And she gets a bath, and she has her teeth done. And the groomer, however, is afraid to do her nails because she doesn't like her nails being done, and she's afraid of what Daisy might do. That's sort of out of character. If you know dogs, you know how far they will go to express their vexation, right? Do you think you've ever had a dog, or is it possible that a dog could be, in some ways, you wouldn't know all that there is to know about a dog? Like when she sees black people because of what her experience in that down, for those of you who haven't heard the story, I rescued my dog Daisy May from a puppy mill in Alabama or Arkansas, somewhere down there. And she'd had two litters, lived in a cage for 2 years, never been outside, was beaten by the people who ran the clinic. And I, because they were black, I mean, I think that the reason that she doesn't react well to black people is because of that experience. But I think I can tell exactly how far she would go to be upset. Do you think that there is reason to not trust your dog ever, Warren?
You know, first of all, two things you brought up. Very interesting. I just had a conversation with a major radio person. The concept was basically, can dogs be racist?
Yes.
It was an interesting question. And my response was, they're not really racist, but they react according to what they've been in the past. For example, when I was doing a lot of training, there were times I would be working in parts of Harlem, the South Bronx, or other parts of Brooklyn, where it was primarily black citizens living, and I would go in there, and the dogs would react because they were not used to seeing someone
white
like
person.
Me. Yeah. But that also, there's more to it than that. A lot has to do with diet as well. And the dogs use their nose the way we use our eyes, so everything to them is smell. And if you take a dog to an area where the people smell differently because of their diet, the dog reacts differently as well. So all these things have to be taken into consideration. But to answer your question, as a good pet guardian, everyone should kind of really understand what the limits of their pet are. For example, my dogs, Molly and Willie, Willie hated having his nails cut, just hated it. So what I use instead of a nail clipper is a grinder. I have a grinder that I use. It looks like a little Dremel tool. They're made specifically for dogs by a company called Conair. Not a plug, but they make one. And basically, it's just like a diamond tip that you can trim the nails with. But the first thing you need to do is get the dog adjusted to the concept of having your feet touch. And that goes with anything. For example, if you have a dog that reacts badly to African-American people, what I would be doing at that point is gradually introducing him one by one to African-American people. And every time, it's called counter conditioning. In other words, if you have a dog that's fearful of something or a dog that reacts negatively to something, what you do is you turn that negative into a positive. So what I would be doing is if I had a dog that was fearful of black people or white people, it doesn't make any difference. What I would be doing is making sure that every time the dog was exposed in that situation, something incredibly positive would happen and you can change the whole attitude. But the bottom line is you're absolutely right. If a dog has been exposed to a man with a beard that beat him, or I've worked with dogs that refuse to react to someone wearing a hat or a mustache or someone who walked with a limp, all based on association. Let me just leave you with this. Psychologically, everyone should understand this. Dogs and cats learn through the associative memory. That means if you do something 9 times right and you blow it the 10th time, forget the 9 times you did it right. It's the 10th time they remember. So continuity is critical. Just remember to be consistent with your dogs.
So I have a couple of Jamaicans who have been working for me for a long time on the farm, and they're wonderful. They're great lovers of animals. That's why they work on the farm. I wonder if I gave them some treats when they saw Daisy, if they just gave her a treat.
Quickly, take a piece of their clothes that's not washed and let the dog sniff it before you feed them or give them a treat first.
Ah, all right. There's the advice. How do you like that? America's foremost pet.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.